Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's a beautiful day. Hallelujah. Thank God for this day. Amen. Just had to remind us that in the presence of the Lord, there's strength, there's power, there's joy. My God, you know, we are his children. And to be in our Father's presence, it just reminds us. And it's not a novelty. It's not a Trinity saying. He called us. And we heard the call. He drew us and we came. Hallelujah. And we're in safe in his presence. Almighty God. Reminds me of Psalms 91. Yeah. Hallelujah. But this is the day that the Lord God has made. And we are rejoicing and we are ever so glad in it. Hallelujah. We give honor to God, who is our life. In him we move and have our being. We really, really do. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. We give honor to the Lord. Oh, God. Honor to the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Our allegiance. Yes, our allegiance. Yes. Hallelujah. He is our all in all. And it's a blessing to realize that we can and he will accept our allegiance to him. Hallelujah. He's loving and kind. Oh, we have a wonderful Father. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God deliver us out of them all. Hallelujah. Again, it's a beautiful day. Remember that God is in the middle of it. Ooh, yes, he is. And he makes the crooked way straight. Hallelujah. And where the rough places, he'll make smooth. And then I had thought about it and I had said, sometimes you need the rough so that you can have, you can hold on. You know, if something is too smooth, you just go sliding on down. But God knows exactly what we need, how we need, and when we need what we need. Hey, glory, hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are, yes, we are. We are Remnant Ministries, daughters of God called to pray. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. God bless you for tuning in this morning. And I pray you had a wonderful evening, a restful evening, and your day will be wonderful. Blessed of the Lord, and you realize it. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you so much for tuning in. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, I tell you, I have a hole in my yard. Ooh, oh, Lord, have mercy. God is good. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. God is so good. Hallelujah. This can happen, but he fixed that. That try to happen, he takes care of this. This happened, he take care of that. Like, it's all in his hands. Oh, my God. We just get that to penetrate. Just penetrate to the deepest part of us. God got it. My friend Alma Martin, she used to just, woo, every time you say, well, Martin, such and such, you know, I have cancer. God got it. Did you hear what I said? Yeah. Did you hear what I said? God got it. And he did. Well, Martin, he said, that I'm going to lose all my hair. No, you're not. But the doctor said, no, you're not. That's just how she was ever since I knew her. Like, she, her cousin and I would say, Martin, why you always saying God got it? You don't hear what people are saying to you. Yes, I do. But God got it. Hey. Oh, no. And she and I talk about it, how it we used to be, but she had that kind of faith. If you knew her story, and maybe one day we'll have her to come on. If you knew her story, God gave her that type of faith to trust him. And she did. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. But as I said, Psalms 91 came to me. So we're just going to read it and hear it and ask God to the need that he wanted to meet. And may we really hear it, and may I read it with clarity. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your written word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for your written word, your logos. We ask that you allow it to settle deep into our spirit. Hallelujah. That we have clarification, illumination, and revelation. Hallelujah, that we grab hold and we don't forget. For your word is holy and righteous. It's alive. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For this day that will take us higher in you and our faith. We thank you for the measure of faith that you have given us. Woo! Glory. You got it. You got it. We thank you, Lord, for regulating everything. Hallelujah. Oh, Master, we praise you this morning. Our Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. 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 He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snares of the fowler and from the pestilence, the perils, this pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckle. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrows that fly by day, nor of the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction that lies a waste at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty God. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him I will trust. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for his word. Hallelujah. His word. Hallelujah. Psalms 123 and 125. Psalms 123. Unto you I lift up my eyes, O you who dwell in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hands of their master, as the eyes of a maid to the hands of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, until he has mercy on us. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Have mercy on us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Those who trust in the Lord, our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorn of those who are at ease, with the contempt of the proud. Those who trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 125. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abide forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surround his people from this time forth and forever. And that's 1 through 2 of Psalms 125. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. That's all I can say. Just thank the Lord. And we did 115 yesterday. It was so good. Like, oh, Lord, thank you. And I remind people that how God necessarily worked with me, he may not do it that way with you. But in other words, he will. Hallelujah. Why a creator would not interact with his creation. I'm just saying, this is my little spot right here. And that's just what I say. I am so grateful to the Lord, and I'm grateful because I can share, and he made it possible. I am just so grateful today. This is what I want to say. You have people who make it easy or say you can trust man, and if man will do this and man can do that, but you put limits on what God can do. I don't understand that. And I'm going to stretch out and say this. I just wish someone would show me where God said some of the holidays that we celebrate. I know that there may be some people that may get upset, but this is my little spot right here. And I'm just thinking, where in the Holy Scriptures, some of the things that we observe and some of the things that we do, I want somebody to just show it to me because I want to please God. I won't, because the Lord, what he wanted his people to do, he's very specific. So there'll be no guessing as what it is that he wants. I'm just saying, what is it? And why is it all right for us to say, this is how we're going to do this and this is how we're going to do that, and God will be satisfied? Why we won't take what he says, do what he says? He's the one out of all mankind that's not locked into time. He made time for man. You know, he don't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. That's just my thought and my thinking. I say I want to please him, so I come up and like, oh, that's a good idea, I'll do it. But did we ask God, is this what he want us to do now? It may be a good idea. I have learned good ideas don't mean that it should be done at this time and this season. So we should just really seek the Lord. And I know there are people, oh, it don't take all of that. Well, just have patience with me. You know what I'm saying? Because it takes that for me. Mm-hmm. But we have to come to our conclusion. I don't want to say, well, that makes sense to me. I may use it, but that's not really what I mean. It's, if this is what God wants, that's what God wants. It really doesn't have to make sense with me. This is what he wants. When we understand this is what he wants, this is what he expects from me. Yeah. And it really so much go against the world. And we realize you're in two different kingdoms, spiritual and natural. And no, it's no hocus pocus. No, 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 no. You don't have to do. No, no. If we all of us learn how to just walk in the kingdom, walk in the kingdom of God, live in the kingdom of God, in the earth, but living the kingdom of God. There's power, oh my God. Woo! In the kingdom of God. My friend Alma, God guided. It would be normal for us. It would be normal. Normal. You know, we could tell, we could speak to the elements. Now, that's what I believe. I know there'd be some people that would jump all over me about that. But my faith. Well, why you say that? You know, hey, not the sharpest tools, don't know all the scriptures, not a scholar. But when I look and see what Jesus did, or Yeshua did on the earth, why he was here, and he's my example, and I'm to imitate him. Just saying. Just saying. Woo! Glory. Glory. He walked as a human being on this earth. But he said to disciples who was to pass it on, who passed it on to us, he said, you could say this mountain, and there was a mountain, be cast into the sea, and guess what? It will not restrain itself against you if you have that type of faith. And he said to us in another place that faith, this kind of faith, come by prayer and fasting. I am just saying, encouraging myself as well as I hope I'm encouraging you. And I just heard, it's time to get right. It's time to walk boldly. Not in ignorance, not in overzealous, but solid. Woo! Solid. As a child of God, as an ambassador on this earth. It's time. It is time. And say, well, you know, we can't do this. The times have changed. God has not. God has not changed. God has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's the same God. He's the same God. He's the same God. He knows that the average one wants a decent, safe place to live. Doesn't have to be hundreds of thousands, just a nice, safe place. He knows that the average one wants food on the table, want to be able to pay him out and not be enslaved to debtors. He knows that some have a friend in Detroit. She just is happy riding that bus, that a car means absolutely nothing to her. But she want to be able to buy things for her mama and see her mama happy. We all don't have the same. God, everybody doesn't want a Mercedes Benz or whatever, a Cadillac. Some people are happy and very content. That's them. Each one of us are different. and our wants are different. And God satisfies us where we are. And we should not say, you're not blessed because you don't have what I have. That's what you have. That's what you want. That's not what I want. Go by the lake and sit at the lake and don't have to have a caterer come and provide all of this lavish stuff for me to be happy. You know, I'm good. I'm secure. I got King Jesus. Can't take it with me. So some like to go to designers and have their clothes made, while others, very satisfied, going to Goodwill. You know, hey, you find a designer name here and there, put it in the cleaners. Somebody just made it possible for me to wear it. I'm good, you know. And then trying to compete. Oh, they know I had this on 3 months ago at that affair. Ooh, what would they say if they saw me in that again, man? You know, if that's your hassle, that's your hassle, you know. Hey, but what I'm saying is that God, we all don't want nor need the same thing. And God will provide us and take care of us according to what his will and what we want. Some people be all like, why do I need all this money? I don't need the hassle that comes with it. And some people, I can't do nothing with this little bit of money. So we're not all the same. But God meet us at our point of need. And I hope that wasn't too much rattling for you. God is so particular. He meet each one of us where we are. Someone, believe it or not, under a bridge, and they have a tent, and they feel blessed for that tent. I'm saying that where that person is at that point in that time, they're content. And I'm sure everyone wants a roof over their head. I just used the extreme there. Lord, we thank you, because if it rain, I won't get wet. You know? So when we go thinking about what makes us blessed, and I want to have, gotta have, I couldn't make it if I don't have this or don't have that, and think everybody, no, everyone is not happy with the same thing. And God is so wise. I mean, you know, he's God, and he meets us where we are. Oh, God. So don't, and I guess I'm going someplace, don't turn your nose up at anyone because they don't have what you think is rich, and they feel they got King Jesus, they're rich. Everyone wants to be safe. Everyone want a friend. And their cell phone. And, you know, we could be happy for ourselves and happy for others. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is just so good. He's so sweet to us. Oh, my goodness. Bible study was... Oh, it was such a blessing on yesterday. Oh, the Lord was so good to us. Bible study was just wonderful. And I thank God for it. It was good. We learned a lesson or reinforced a lesson. One, sometimes you can't just stick to the lesson. If someone is not getting it or something else is on their minds and their hearts and they're not sure about some things, we have to sometimes put a pin in it and not go off on a frivolous rabbit trail, but deal with that issue. And then when the individual say, I got it, I'm good, I got it. You know, that's important. Just sticking to your script is not as good as sometimes you have to detour so that one can say, I got it. And it's not foolishness. Oh, it was good. It was good. God is so good to us. Yes, he feed us. He feed us bread from heaven. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. And we're just so excited about our Bible study and our church service. Oh, my goodness. Just excited. And we are blessed of the Lord. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. I just got to jump. I just get excited. That had to have been and lack of a better word, awesome. That had to have been awesome. Oh, my God. Ooh. Oh, my God. Ooh. That had to have been mighty. Oh, my God. We thank you, Lord. Yes, we do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can you believe it? And I can't even imagine what that was like. Hallelujah. And verse 5, God called the light day and the darkness he called night. So the evening, listen to this. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters and let it divide the waters from the waters. 26. Then God said, verse 26, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Yes, Lord. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Listen to this. Then God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it shall be for food. Also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creepeth on the earth, in which there is life, I have given green herbs for food, and it was so. 31. Then God saw everything he had made, my God, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rests from all his work which God had created and made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh my God. I thank the Lord. Hallelujah. God created and met every need of man. Hallelujah. Down to the green herbs. Let's read the third chapter. No, let's just for a moment think about this. We talk about God creating man out of the soil of the earth, but if we look at our hands and our arms and take a glimpse of anatomy of man, if you look at man, the blood vessels, the skin, the sinew, the nervous system, the matter in the brain, that, and they say there are thoughts that come in before it's before we know the thought. And I mean the electrical system, the nervous system, the muscular system, vascular system. Oh my Lord. Your thyroid. That little P shape that regulates so much. We were not just thrown together. Together, there was thought, and even identical twins don't have the same fingerprint. Now, talk to me, somebody. There's a lot of people that's been on this earth and a lot of people on this earth, and we're still uniquely, my God. My God. Woo! My Lord. We think about, yeah, he formed us out. But stop and think about your sight, your hearing, your taste, your touch, your smell. Ooh. God did this. He did not just say, boom, bam, throw you around, come up, come out. Whoa. You are uniquely made. You are uniquely made. The crown jewel. And the enemy came and took us. Don't really know who we are. Glimpse here and there. But when we can walk in the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost and who we really are and be balanced with it. Not all lapped on one side and flopped up on the other side, but balanced, strong, depending on him, yet recognize the strength that you have and the things that we say we can't do, we can't learn, we can't accomplish, we could do it. Oh my God, I thank you. We can do it. I'm talking to me, you know. So much we can do. My mother used to say, can is not a word when you set your mind. Can is not a word. Because we are the children of the Most High God. Can't is not a word. Can't is not a word. Let's see over at the third chapter. Now we know that God has created man and female and brought Eve to him and he formed Eve from the bone from Adam's side, and they're equal partners. They don't have to fight for position. They're equal partners right here. Hallelujah. She know who she is. You know who he is. Hallelujah. That had to have been beautiful. No sin. No sin, no jealousy, no animosity, no hatred, no dominance, no disrespect, no brutality. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die, but God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant for the eyes and a fruit desirable to make one wise, she took of it of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence. Oh my God, oh my God. Hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" So he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I command you that you should not eat?" Then the man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate." And the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all the cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. To the woman he said, "I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." Then to Adam he said, "Because you have heeded to the voice of your wife, and have eaten from the tree of which I command you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you. And you shall eat the herbs of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground, of out of it you were taken. But dust you are, and to dust you shall return." And Adam called his wife name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Also for Adam and his wife, the Lord made tunics of skin and clothed them. Then the Lord said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put out his hand and also take of the tree of life, and eat and live forever." Therefore the Lord sent him out of the garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed cherubim at the east of the garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. That's the why sin came in, disobedient, to have all of this hatred, all of this abuse has come into the world. But we have a promise. And the promise came. But, oh my God. And that's our Redeemer. He did come. We have a but. And he came. And he kept the promise. But there's still a process that we must go through. Yes. And we have to hold on to God. And we know, too, that God is a promise keeper. He kept his word. He kept his word. Our Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. And a lot of people so often ask, don't God see all that has that is happening on the earth? Yep, he does. And he knows. He knew what would take place. He did. But it was a process. My God, a process. My Lord. And we have to go through the process. But he would made a way for us, a way of escape. He made a way. He made a way. He made himself, Psalms 91, our hiding place. Yes, he did. So we thank the Lord for being our hiding place. We thank the Lord that many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God deliver us out of them all. And we're blessed. And we thank the Lord for delivering us out of them all. Amen. Hallelujah. He's our hope. Yeah. And our help. Yes. Yeah. Hallelujah. He took care of us during the pandemic and in this season that we're in. He took and he's taking care of us. And we thank the Lord for that. Thank the Lord for giving grace to his people. And we're part of his people. It's a blessing. God had prepared everything for us. And when we look, we can, if we don't have our God up, we can be deceived. So that's why we ask God to cover us and protect us and let us not yield to temptation. For it's the yielding to the temptation is the problem for us. So we thank the Lord for how he makes ways out of no way, how he gives strength to the weak. Strength, strength. It's not only physical strength, but spiritual strength. Hey, woo! He gives spiritual, give us spiritual strength. Hallelujah. That we can resist. Yes, Lord. And we thank him for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. I tell you, This morning for me has been like a gift in a beautiful box. I'll share. Last night, coming in from Bible study, you know, I told you we got a hole in the, and the gentleman, he was out there when we got back, was still trying to make it happen, fix it for us. And we said, no, you have to go home. You can't do this now. Nobody can work this late. So he went on home, and he promised that he'll be back early today, which means we have no water. But I had water in the pitchers. We had bottled water, and I always put water in my coffee pot so it's ready. And we have all the wipes and everything. So we have water to do what we need to do. That's a blessing. And as I was teasing Bishop and just kind of roughhousing with him going down the hall, I stomped my toe so hard. I just heard it like, felt like it just crunched. I said, see what you made me do. I didn't make you do anything. So I'm just saying that we were just joking with each other. And my two toes, they don't feel like they're in a joking mood. But nevertheless, some other things happened this morning. And I yet made it to sit right here and have a visit with my friends. And I'm grateful. I am grateful to the Lord because he shows me more and more, time after time, just press forward. And I guess this is just a clause here. And if you don't press this time, make sure the next time you just press. Your eyes are open. You say, oh, yeah, I know what to do. I'll press. Because when I press, it works. When I press, everything is all right. Hallelujah. I can get to victory when I press. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, you can. Hallelujah. I'm praying that you have a beautiful day. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you shalom. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Walk in it boldly. Hallelujah. And Jude, the first chapter, and the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from stumbling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy, go in the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen, and thank God. Hallelujah. Love you. God bless. Wonderful day.